Foot and mouth disease has reached continental Europe. France today confirmed its first case since the outbreak in Britain last month. Britain is considering the slaughter of 500,000 sheep and may employ army marksmen to help eliminate infected animals. The economic impact of the outbreak is spreading beyond Britain's farm sector, and the political fallout is deepening too. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from London.
Putting troops on standby to serve as marksmen in the slaughter of diseased animals undercuts the government's claim the virus is under control. In the course of 3 weeks, the outbreak has gone from being a question about how quickly it would end to how rapidly it would accelerate. Monday alone saw 19 more new cases, and the total has climbed to over 180. The chief veterinarian admitted surprise at the scale, despite restrictions on livestock movement. Agriculture Minister Nick Brown defended government action, but also conceded he can't predict how many more cases will erupt.
I cannot control what is already there. That is correct. It is already incubating. It will emerge. I can deal with it once it's emerged, of course, by quarantining it, killing the animals, and destroying the carcasses. But it is a biological phenomenon, and so it is fair to say there are uncertainties.
Uncertainty and doom has consumed farm life, a message farm leaders will undoubtedly deliver to Prime Minister Tony Blair when they meet today. Incomes have plummeted as the ban on live meat exports reaches its third week. Flocks of sheep are trapped in winter pastures running low on grass. They face either starvation or culling because they cannot be moved under the transport ban. The slaughter of over 100,000 animals has overwhelmed the government's ability to dispose of them. Ian Johnson of the National Farmers Union in Devon says the carcasses of thousands of diseased animals are rotting in the fields.
They're not being slaughtered fast enough, and once they're slaughtered, they're not being burnt fast enough. And there has to be a reason, and I think the reason is too much bureaucracy, too much red tape, too many clipboards, but not enough people making decisions.
The worst fears of the French were realized today with the announcement authorities there had detected an outbreak in a farm in the northwest. Ireland has imposed restrictions even more stringent than those in Britain, canceling, for example, horse racing. Ireland's Natural Resources Minister Hugh Byrne accused Britain of complacency and called it the leper of Europe.
I think it's nothing short of a scandal. Britain have totally mishandled this. They seem to be of the opinion that this disease was just going to go away. I mean, there's little restriction on people travelling. Racing has recommenced, and that's a big rural sport in Britain. I think what needs to be on the agenda is a little bit of commitment to getting rid of the disease, and there appears to be absolutely none.
The closure of the countryside has cost British tourism over $200 million a week. Bookings are down 75%. Thousands of overseas visitors are canceling their trips because of the bad image the disease has created. Annie Lanigan is the regional director of the Country, Land and Business Association in Somerset in the southwest.
People just aren't coming down here. They can't walk, they can't enjoy the lovely countryside. And a whole host of businesses are now facing literally ruin if this problem isn't dealt with shortly.
The government says there are no plans to extend financial assistance beyond the farming community. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.